Wednesday morning. Welcome back. Matt Flynn, Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. One of the breaking stories all day yesterday was the possibility of negotiations and a peace agreement in Turkey, sponsored by Erdogan of Turkey, between Ukraine and Russia. And initially, all of the talk show hosts are going, oh, that's great. You know, maybe they can talk peace. Let me tell you the backstory. Let me tell you the reality. And the core reality is with somebody like Putin, who's a Hitler wannabe, there is never peace until they are removed, until Russia becomes a civilized country again. There's only mendacity. That's a fancy word for lying, repositioning, and new attacks. Here's what's happened. Suddenly, Russia announced, we are going to withdraw some forces from Kiev. Everybody thought, oh, great. You probably withdraw them to Russia and you'll tone this down. Then they say it's not a ceasefire. All they ended up doing, and then they said, we are going to reposition them in the Donbass to secure that. The Donbass is the region in eastern Ukraine near the Russian border that has a lot of Russian-speaking people. And so Moscow thought, well, these people are basically Ruskies. They speak Russian. You know, they have a strong Russian culture. They'll love us. They are among the fiercest resistors. When the Ruskies came in, the people in Donbass said, are you kidding me? Yeah, we like speaking Russian. Yeah, we like vodka and we like eating pelmeni and, you know, that kind of thing. But no way, Jose, are we going to put up with an iron curtain here. We are enjoying Western values. They are among the fiercest fighters. They're terrific. But Russia doesn't have to withdraw any troops to secure the Donbass. It's already this fighting going on. And the greater Donbass, the larger region, is still contested. But that's not what's happening here. What's happening is this, and our intelligence confirmed this. They withdrew a small number of soldiers from around Kiev, but have stepped up the bombing of Kiev. And all they're doing is repositioning those soldiers. And why are they doing that? Because they're losing on the ground. They've taken almost 15,000 casualties, dead. And when you read lists of casualties, the dead is usually 3-to-1 wounded to dead. So you may say they took heavy casualties. When they say, if they say 15,000 casualties, then, you know, it's maybe 4,000 or 5,000 dead. But the 15,000 dead means there's about 45,000 totally who were wounded or died. That is devastating. They're starting to kill their own commanders. One group ran their commanding officer over with a tank, ran his legs over, and he died. They are demoralized. So Russia is going like, we bad, we bad. Remember the, I forget the name of the thing, the prison thing, Gene Wilder, and we bad, we bad. So they puff themselves up and say, we are repositioning. They're retreating some forces because they're demoralized, and then they're putting them elsewhere to kill Ukrainians. Ukraine's position has been and should continue to be, we'll have peace talks when there's a ceasefire. In every other conflict, the Vietnam War, everywhere else where we sat down with the enemy, there was a ceasefire. If the enemy continues to shell Ukraine, kill civilians, bomb kindergartens, bomb hospitals, and says, we want to talk with you and we're repositioning, it's only because their troops are killing their own commanders and are demoralized and they're trying to regroup. There will have to be a ceasefire. There'll have to be the withdrawal of the assassination team, the Wagner team, which were 400, now 1,000 murderers, a private security force who were hired around the world, especially in African nations, to go in and murder whole villages, anybody who opposed the president. They're owned and run by an autocrat, an oligarch close to Putin, who should be this object of a human flesh search himself and eliminated when this war is over. There should be no more Wagner troops in there, and there should be no more Chechenian troops. These are the Islamic terrorists who come in from Chechnya, which is an Islamic country, and who butcher people. And these poor Ukrainians, they all come in, these are the bad guys in Ukrainian uniforms. Some of them speak Ukrainian. They're being shelled and bombed. They're doing a magnificent job. Hey, Joe Biden, send them the planes. How many times do I have to say this? You're at 70% disapproval in the polls on how you're handling Ukraine. And that's ridiculous. You've gotten NATO together. You've supplied them with Stingers and Javelins. It's terrific. But Joe, you are seen as not aggressive enough. It's not that you're too aggressive. And we have in the wings a fascist party that used to be called the Republican Party with Trump, who is on the take from Putin. Trump will get in, he'll withdraw us from NATO. He'll expose Poland, Latvia, Lithuania, Estonia, Slovakia, the Czech Republic, Slovenia. Yeah, they're not in NATO. He'll expose Finland and Sweden. They're not in NATO. Is that what you want? Bulgaria? Croatia? Is that what you want? The answer is yes, because Trump is on the take. Trump is as crooked as a dog's hind leg. Even if you don't believe that he was the subject of a pervert video in a Moscow hotel room with KGB agents posing as prostitutes, even if you don't believe that, Steele Report says it's true. Everybody in Eastern Europe knows about it and is talking about it. But let's say that you have your head in the sand. Okay. He's still on the take. He had a $50 million property down in Palm Beach. He owed Deutsche Bank $50 million. His property is loaded with debt. A Russian oligarch comes in and says, I'll give you $100 million for it, for a $50 million property. He says, it's a deal. The art of the deal, when he says the art of the deal, he means the art of the bribe. The guy pays $100 million. He gets the property with a $50 million profit. Deutsche Bank gets paid off. You think, okay, well, it's a smart oligarch. He probably is going to develop it into a resort. Well, guess what? You know what? He didn't develop it into a resort. He tore it down and left it there as just a dry lot. Because $100 million to people that have stolen hundreds of billions means nothing if you control the President of the United States and can get him out of NATO. If you control the President of the United States and you can get have him break up the EU, demoralize the Western world. So Joe Biden, word, you can't lose in 2024. If you lose in 2024, you'll have Putin in as president with his puppet Trump. So what can you do to not lose? You're doing a great job. You really are doing a great job. Got NATO together. You had the... your building bill that's going to build airports and roads and bridges, water systems is terrific. You're not getting any credit. Why are you not getting any credit? Because the people of Ukraine are being genocided. They're being tortured in front of our eyes, and they look and sound just like people in Bratislava and Prague, people in Austria, people in Bucharest, and you're not doing anything about it. Yes, you are. You're giving them some stuff. Give them the planes, Joe. Give him the MiG fighter jets, Joe. They will enforce the no-fly zone themselves. Before it's too late, Joe. Before it is too late. Going to a break. The lines are open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.